Welcome to the State of Energy. I'm Rand DeWitt, along with Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association. And Tom, you want to know what I'm wearing right now?
Tell me. I gotta know what you're wearing.
I know that's a loaded question, but I'm wearing a brand new Intermountain Trucking hoodie.
Oh,
Liquid
wow.
Liquid in Motion. Your brother hooked me up again.
I still don't even have one of these. I don't know what you got over him, but I can't get one of those.
I'm just saying half my wardrobe is Intermountain Trucking these days. That's pretty awesome. So thank you. I very much love these shirts. And
boy, he's going to be giggling all day over that.
Well, he's the one that tipped me off on the 1075.
Oh, there you go.
He's good information. I actually have some pictures of you on an electric motorcycle trying to do a wheelie.
Are we gonna start off that way?
Actually, let's start off with talking about how you were hanging out with the Future Farmers of America, FFA, at the 2022 Electrify convention last week. And apparently the Future Farmers of America ain't buying into electric tractors.
Yeah, it was a good time. We got invited to the Idaho FFA Association 22 convention, which was a bunch of high school, middle school kids up at the College of Southern Idaho. They have their annual event there, and you know, these kids are smart. We talked a lot about clean energy. We talked about obviously the thing that's on everybody's mind is the Electrify Everything movement. And when we start talking about where electricity is produced and what the feasibility of electrifying the farm, they weren't being fooled. I'll tell you that. Yeah. And honestly, I was like, wow, you kids know a lot more about this Electrify Everything hoax than I could even dream of. It was great. So they learned a lot about propane. They already knew a lot about propane. And out of this room of kids, there's like, at the end, I was like, so who's interested in working in the propane industry when you get out of school? And about half of these kids raised their hand. So it was impressive, let me tell you that.
Wow, you are quite the spokesperson.
Yeah.
You very much are. I mean, and there's also a great picture of Tom in front of the class where he's sharing his wealth of knowledge. And behind him, there's a large monitor with a picture of Tom with his title and all of his information. And this is the best game show host profile picture I have ever seen in my life. Actually, you know what? We're going to put that up on Instagram. On Instagram.
I was going to say, you're going to do that, aren't you?
Yes, I am. We're having fun with Instagram these days at the State of Energy. And you're also going to be hitting the road again. Going to be at the Be Prepared Expo 2022 in Sandy, Utah, April 22nd and 23rd. You're going to pick out a personal bomb shelter, your own emergency prepared checklist. You know, getting everything you need for a zombie apocalypse, natural disaster, alien invasion.
Can you be prepared enough anymore?
No.
This is going to be fun. This will be our first time at this event. It's just a public show where you can go in and learn about all the different things that you need, tips and products to be prepared for either, natural disaster or the zombie apocalypse. Yeah, so come and hang out, say hi.
Yeah, for everyone that got the COVID vaccine when the flip switches, it's going to be fun. I'm vaccinated, just for the record.
I know you are.
You're also going to be giving away an ALP generator.
Yeah, we are. We got a little propane powered generator. It's like a little suitcase sized generator. So if you have that electric e-bike and you want to charge it with clean energy, you can put your propane tank on there and charge that when the power grid's out, so you can ride around and tell all your neighbors that you've got transportation if they need some help.
So that is the Be Prepared Expo 2022 in Sandy, Utah, on April 22nd and 23rd. And after that, you're immediately getting on a plane. We're taking the show on the road. We're going to Nashville, April 24th through the 26th, for the 2022 NPGA Southeastern Convention and International Propane Expo at the Music City Center.
Back-to-back events. You got to love it. Yep, we'll be in Nashville. So if you're going to be at the Propane Expo in Nashville, stop by our booth. We are going to have another generator there that we're going to give away. So if you stop by and say hi and get on our show and talk to us about what you do in the propane industry, you'll be entered into a drawing to get to get one of these generators.
That's so awesome. So awesome.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And
huh?
You know, I'm thinking we should also do some kind of Willy Wonka thing where we have gold tickets for people to join us at the Rocky Mountain Propane Association compound poker party.
That's the golden ticket. That'll be fun.
And folks, we are the State of Energy. Again, that's Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association. My name is Rand DeWitt. And Tom, when people go to thestateofenergy.com, what do they find?
Well, you're going to find lots of information about this clean energy that we know called propane. You'll find all of our past podcasts that we've done, all our past shows. You'll be able to find links to everything we talk about, because everything that we're doing, there's some type of web connection to it where you can find the links to it, read about it yourself. You'll be able to find the news articles we talk about. You'll be able to find rebate forms that you can fill out to get a rebate on a clean appliance that we're promoting. You'll be able to find where to get a job through the findapropanejob.com. And you'll be able to find where to buy propane, which is, that's our whole thing is here is to try to promote propane. And there's a where to buy button that you can find a propane retailer near you.
And it is clean, affordable, abundant, and American fuel. We're not anti-electric. We're not anti-hydro, solar, or wind. We just think that propane can be a really great asset in an overall energy plan. President Biden really wants to get us going on ethanol, because he's just announced authorization of the E15 gas to increase fuel supply and reduce prices. But it's interesting that Popular Science, the magazine, when President Trump was trying to do this, they had a giant story that read, "Ethanol is renewable, but that doesn't mean it's good for us. Trump's ethanol plan would be good for farmers, but terrible for your lungs." It's like, the use of the word terrible should only be done by Charles Barkley. That's it. So, Tom, what does the authorization of E15 really mean for the American public?
Man, what is going on? This is, maybe we can do like the good, the bad, and the ugly of E15 here.
Okay, what's the good?
Well, first, maybe we could just talk about what is E15? What are we talking about?
Okay.
So E15 is a blend of gasoline and ethanol, and ethanol is produced from corn. So it's the alcohol that comes from corn. So they blend this in at the gas pump. And you see it at the gas pump, and it's marked something like this has 10% or could contain up to 10% ethanol. And then there's a special nozzle for E15, which you know at that point is 15% ethanol. And then there's even another handle that some pumps have that it says E85, which is a totally special engine, and you have to have a special car to put that E85 in. But E15 is 15% ethanol, and this product is currently banned by the EPA from June to September because it produces more smog and more harmful emissions for asthma than running gasoline. So we're going back to like, what's the good, the bad, and the ugly of this? What's the good? What could come out of this that could be good? Well, the thing that he talked about was, hopefully this will lower the price of gasoline by 10 cents a gallon.
Yay! So I'm going from $6.27 a gallon to $6.17. Yay!
So you're going to save yourself 10 cents a gallon. All right. So that's the only good thing that I could come up from his speech the other day was, okay, so this is going to lower the price of gasoline. And they really,
and also increase supply, I guess we can say that as well.
Like, you got to read between the lines here. So one, there's only so many pumps out there that are labeled and set up to run E15, because E15 has so much alcohol in it that it's actually bad for the gas pump. So stations that sell this are already selling it. They're it's not like you're going to go to your local gas station and they're going to offer you E15 if they don't if they don't already have that. So that's one of the problems, is it's not like, it's not going to just jump right into the market, because it's, you have to label it properly. You have to have the proper pump to be able to put it in your vehicle. So there's some constraints there of actually getting this to the marketplace. The other thing is it's bad for your engines. So you've seen warning labels on small engines that say, don't put anything that's E10 or higher into your small engine. So if you've got a motorcycle or lawnmowers, or there's a lot of things that say don't put any ethanol gas in your engine at all. So
it's a plan to blow up combustion engines in the United States. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's going to be, if you're not careful, you could do damage to your vehicle. And there's plenty of articles out there that talks about which vehicles that E15 can be used in. But I would just be careful, because it, just like anything, there's a lot of, if you use this ethanol alcohol gas, it'll dry up the seals and the O-rings and can be harmful for your engine. So be careful with that. The other thing is, this comes from corn. So we have to, if we're going to produce this E15, that means we need more corn.
Well, maybe if everyone can get a box of corn pops. Corn Pop was a bad dude.
But we're already having troubles with food supply.
Yeah.
And we've already been warned that there's going to be a possible food shortage. So why are we going from a food shortage warning to let's produce more corn gasoline? That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm trying to figure this out. We currently are using about 40% of our country's corn to make ethanol. And if we're only putting 10% ethanol in, and we're going to change it to 15%, that means, if you do the math, that's like we're increasing it, what, to 50 or 60% of our corn? I don't know. I don't know if this is really going to work out or not. It seems like we're going to be fighting for food or fuel.
And just so everyone knows what Tom is referencing, a few weeks ago, President Biden was discussing warning that there could be global food shortages resulting from the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And he's announcing steps to prevent a potential crisis. But the effects of these food shortages, as he said, are going to be real. And the price of sanctions on Russia are not just going to affect Russia, but the world as well. But we're trying to be prepared. You know, let me ask you this. 99% of environmentalists understand oil isn't going away right today. It's not happening. It's not going away. You know, that other 1% is screaming from their tent in a San Francisco park. We get it. But let me ask you this. Who drills cleaner, the United States or Russia?
Oh, man, we know that all day long. We have some of the cleanest drilling facilities and rules and regulations out there. So it makes way more sense for us to use our own domestic fuel source than to go out and buy it from any country. I mean, we're talking about going to countries like Venezuela, Iran, and we've already been buying from Russia. So it doesn't make any sense to use.
And we're cleaner than all of them.
We are. And it doesn't make any sense to grow more corn to try to make this ethanol gas, and then also at the same time ask these other countries to send us more oil.
I mean, seriously, if the idea is to do the best by the planet, why aren't environmentalists demanding that we drill here for our needs?
Well, obviously somebody was complaining about this ethanol situation in 2018 when the Trump administration asked for this EPA waiver, and they got shot down by federal court. So this didn't, it never happened. He tried to get it implemented and they got sued, and it ended right there. So it'll be interesting to see who, if these same people try to sue the current administration and say this ethanol, this E15 is a bad deal for the environment. And I don't know if it's gonna, I mean, we got, what's it, it's April, you got a month and a half to get this done, and I don't know if they're gonna make it by their June 1st deadline. I think you'll see this shot down, and this is just a bunch of noise, and the E15 is not gonna be available on June 1st.
Well, like we always say, follow the money, see where it's going, and watch how people react. And you know, all of this is leading to more and more inflation. And as we've discussed in the past, I mean, inflation is a bear. And you know what? Walmart now is going to go ahead and raise pay for its private fleet of truckers. They've got about 12,000 truckers in the Walmart system. And you can now make up to $110,000 a year in your first year as a trucker with Walmart. What are your thoughts?
Isn't that amazing? That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. So we're already talking about why food prices are going up. And now with food competing with gasoline, that's one more reason for food to go up. But now we're talking about the transportation side of food, because there's a lot of energy that's consumed to get the food from the farm to the table. And the trucking part of it is just one of those things. And with the high price of diesel fuel and now the high price of wages, you gotta believe that the food prices are not going to come down anytime soon. Like, wherever they're at now, we're probably stuck with that, and we'll probably actually see an increase. But the interesting thing about this Walmart article is if you're in the transportation business and you have a fleet of trucks and you got drivers, and they see these announcements and they see these articles, you're competing with these guys. You have to compete with these high wages at your own little local business. That's got to be tough for a small business right now.
Well, and you know what, and it's even going to get worse, because we had the feeling that we were getting out of COVID. And now all of a sudden there seems to be yet this another surge coming at our way. Right now, Philadelphia has just announced indoor mask mandates. They're putting those back. New York is probably going to do the same. The federal government, all of federal employees have to be vaccinated and wear masks now. It just seems like it's coming back, and we're going to get hit over the head again with this. But I'm curious on how hard, because it's an election year. And if Democrats start putting people in masks and making kids wear masks and doing homeschooling, it's going to be really, really bad as opposed to really bad.
Yeah, it just keeps raising the prices of everything, including employees, because now that's just one less person that wants to go out and work because they're worried about getting sick again. So back to this Walmart story, this thing just drives me nuts. It's a lot of money, and I'm wondering how people are going to help pay for this. And I can only keep coming back to, you got to lower some type of your operating costs. So if I was a fleet, let's just say Amazon, I got a fleet, you know, most of these Amazon guys are like independently owned fleets. So just because the delivery driver says Amazon on the side of the vehicle doesn't mean it's actually an Amazon owned van. It's somebody else that's running that little fleet of 10 or 15 trucks.
Yeah, it's contractor.
They're a contractor. And we've talked about the U.S. Postal Service contractors running propane in their fleets. We've got to get this information out to these other smaller fleets. You need to save money. Gasoline and diesel is super expensive, and we can help you save a ton of money, cutting your fuel costs almost in half if you can get your vehicles converted to run on propane or acquire new vehicles that run on propane. And that's kind of a laughing joke almost, because it's so hard to get new vehicles, but you can take your existing gasoline powered engines and have them switched over to run on propane or a propane and gasoline, so that you can save some money right now, so that you can raise the wages of these drivers to compete with these super high wages of some of these over-the-road truck drivers at the Walmart. So we got to get this information out there. And you can go to propane.com. You can look at the website there under For My Business, and there's a link for vehicles and how you can save money and which conversion kits you can get your hands on. And you can do it immediately. You'd get this done within a few weeks, and you could start saving money right now.
And there's probably even some rebates out there.
There is. Yeah, there's all sorts of rebates, grants. There's a ton of money available for different businesses that want to switch their fleet to run on propane. And we've got to do it because the workforce is going away. Nobody wants to drive anymore. It's getting harder and harder and harder to get your CDL. We've talked about this a lot, where just trying to get a qualified driver, the government just put in some different rules and regulations in the middle of February, where now if you want to be a CDL driver, you have to take this entry-level driving course. You can't just go down to the DMV and take the test anymore. So there's a bunch of different problems there with the driving force. And if you're not competing, you're going to get left in the dust. And propane can help you compete and help you get your wages up and reduce your fuel costs.
And the National Propane Gas Association is offering driver training, which is awesome.
Yeah, there's a great entry-level driver training that the National Propane Gas Association, that's npga.org. You can look up their entry-level driver training program, and you do not have to be a member of the association to sign up for this course. There's a non-member fee structure for that. You can get onto that website, do all of your CDL or hazardous material endorsements. You can go through that, and that'll help you obtain your CDL. Even if you're not looking for a driving position within propane, you can still use that service to get a job driving for anybody else, even Walmart.
That's awesome. That is very cool. But it's smart. It's not smart by the NPGA to be offering this because, you know, it gets the propane ecosystem even bigger.
Yeah, and just make sure that you, when you sign up for this, we got to plug this because you got to use the discount code RM10 so that you help support our group with a 10% that comes back to the Rocky Mountain Propane Association.
All right, keyword RM10. That's Rocky Mountain 10. RM10. Use that on the NPGA site, correct?
Yes, sir. That's. I mean, we're all trying to help each other out here, and this service will help anybody that's looking to get their CDL right now.
And we're gonna have links for this up on thestateofenergy.com.
Yep, we certainly will.
Well, good. We're gonna be giving away any T-shirts anytime soon, because I mean. I probably should give away some of mine because I've got more T-shirts from the propane industry than should be legal. It's pretty awesome.
What we need to do is get some type of promotion on our Instagram page for a free or for a drawing or some sort for this this generator, because we have five of these things. We need to give them all away.
That's right, because you're going to be giving away an ALP generator at the Be Prepared Expo 2022 in Sandy, Utah on April 22nd and 23rd. And then you and I are flying across the country to Nashville. And it's going to be an amazing event over there in Nashville for the 2022 NPGA Southeastern Convention and International Propane Expo at the Music City Center. And then you can ask Tom for your golden ticket so you can join us for the poker party.
Make sure you stop by and get on our podcast, because some of our most popular shows have been at events. And there's a lot of people listen to them. You get free exposure. You get to talk to the world, because we are listened to around the world. 49 countries, 976 cities.
This is so amazing.
It's unheard of in the propane industry. There's nobody that's got a show as big as ours. So stop by. Talk to us, get on the show, share us your thoughts about clean energy, about whatever's on your mind for the day, and we'll make you famous, almost as famous as the big baller gas hauler.
Well done. Well done. Thank you, everyone that's made the State of Energy what it is. That is Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association. My name is Rand DeWitt, and we are always online at thestateofenergy.com.